The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Johnny Ray.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Johnny Ray wants to talk about open borders. And we got the Johnny Ray Game of the Week also still to come tonight. Tom is with us in Virginia to kick things off this hour, though. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Tom, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
So I came out of like an event the other day that was going on for helping rescue dogs and stuff, and there was a guy campaigning for Senate in 2015. And
ew.
He's campaigning for an individual.
Hey, can you do me a favor and back off your phone by, like, I don't know, a half inch or an inch or something like that? There's a lot of distortion.
Is that better?
Not really, but go ahead.
Hold on a sec. So he's campaigning for, like I said, for Senate, and he's free market and far greater control of regulations and bureaucracies, education, healthcare. You know, he says he loves liberty, thus pro-life, NRA, Tea Party, and Family Foundation. And I don't know. I don't think.
Sounds like a Republican to me. It doesn't sound like he's necessarily pro-liberty. I mean, all these Republicans say they're pro-liberty, but they're not.
Right. And I guess my thing is they're all crooks. Like, what's your guy's opinion on voting?
Oh, well, I know Johnny Ray feels very strongly against it. I am in favor of doing anything that can increase freedom in our lifetime. And if there's someone worth voting for, then I will absolutely support that candidate and I will vote for that candidate. Rich Paul, what do you think about voting?
I will vote for what I consider to be liberty candidates, which means they don't want to expand government in any area. They want to significantly reduce the size and scope of government, and the other requirement is they can't be racist or crazy.
How would you test this candidate that he's talking to, Rich Paul, I mean, to see if they're worthy of voting? Because he's saying he's pro-liberty.
Well, I would ask, what is the government not doing enough of? And I'll bet that he would come up with something.
That's a good question. So, Johnny Ray, do you want to give your viewpoint on voting?
It doesn't make any sense to me. The government is evil through and through. So the only smart thing to do is to do your best to put as much distance between yourself and the government as possible. I would like the government to be gone root and branch, and I don't think that voting, that participating with it, helps further that end.
Now, do you distinguish between New Hampshire and the rest of the nation? Because as a result of the Free State Project in New Hampshire, we've actually got anarchists in the legislature, and that's successfully been done through voting. So don't you have to give, you know, if nothing else, to support the activism of other free staters, isn't it worth giving those people a vote?
I'd say the jury's still out. I mean... we've got people elected. I think the electoral results in New Hampshire for libertarians and liberty-minded people beat it anywhere else.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And we legalized knives, I think.
That's right.
Jury nullification,
and also
medical marijuana, gay marriage.
Also prevented the state having the police get the license plate scanners. That was a recent victory. It's New Hampshire's the only state that doesn't have those.
Yeah, we're still holding off the sales tax. We're still holding off the income tax.
Holding off the seatbelt law.
Yeah, yeah.
As well. So, Johnny Ray, it's good that you can and acknowledge that, you know, at least the political system here in New Hampshire has been responsive, unlike most places where, you know, the people worth voting for aren't, you know, there's nobody worth voting for or next to no one worth voting for. And of those people who are elected, they don't ever get anywhere or do anything. So there you go, Tom. There's your answer. Anything you want to share?
What do you think about voting, Tom?
Well, I used to be a giant statist. Served in the Marine Corps, served in prisons, worked in law enforcement, and got away from all that. And, you know, I used to vote and all this stuff. And lately, it really comes down to they're all going to pitch you whatever everyone wants to hear. And then when they get in, they're going to do whatever they want. And to be honest, a lot of them really don't, you know, Senate, Congress kind of run the country, but, you know, the higher political figures, they're public figures. That's all they are. They don't actually run anything or make the large decisions, you know?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I don't think that the president is the most powerful man in the world. I think there's somebody who gives him his marching orders.
There was actually an article about that in, was it Boston? Some Boston newspaper? I've got it bookmarked here. It's too long to get into tonight. Yeah, the Boston Globe, an article about the secret government. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So I'd like to hear a little bit more, Rich, of where you might have been going with Johnny Ray with some of your questions about this. Because I've tried needling him on this issue and trying to persuade him that the political system in New Hampshire is accessible and can work to increase freedom. Because I think Johnny Ray, you know, your viewpoint, while I appreciate it, I mean, I can appreciate the idea of separating oneself from the state and see the value in doing that. But at the same time, if they want to come after you, they'll come after you. And even if they don't happen to come after you, they're still coming after other people who are innocent and who have not harmed anyone else. And I feel like as liberty-oriented people, we should do what we can to put a stop to that aggression.
Now, if the state would come to me and they would say, okay, Rich Paul, you don't like this whole state thing, so I'll tell you what, you stop voting and we'll just leave you alone, then
deal.
I would say, deal,
yeah.
Down. You know, I'll stop voting and you crazy bastards do whatever the hell you want to each other,
yeah.
Because I don't want any part of it. But
yeah, if you could opt out, yeah, I'd be opting out completely.
Oh, absolutely. Even if I had to, you know, go to Robert Heinlein's Coventry, where they just fenced off a state and put all the anarchists there, I'd be down. That would be paradise.
If you could opt out, I'd never vote again, because then all I'd have to focus my efforts on would be to encourage other people to opt out.
Absolutely.
That would be my new activism at that point.
Everybody finds their own line.
Yeah. What's your line that would make you want to actually cast a vote?
Would you vote for me, Johnny Ray?
Rich is planning on running for political office in 2015.
I wouldn't vote for either of you guys. I might vote for myself. Ian, we talked about that.
I would vote for you.
Last time.
I'd vote for you, Johnny Ray.
They say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but I don't believe it. Ian, you're reviled, and your political support, I don't need it.
That's true. There's actually an argument that having me on your political team will actually damage the campaign. There were a couple of elections that happened here in Keene a few years ago where I went out to a voting location and stood all day long holding a sign for the candidate. And every time I did that, that voting location would turn out to be the worst of all the locations. So it's one of those things where, you know, well, did that have to do with me being there, or would it have been like that anyway? Did I hurt the person's votes? I don't know.
Also, I think a person should do what they are most talented at doing.
Mm.
A person should make it one of their goals in life to figure out what they're best at and what is best for them to be doing. And if you discover that that's to be a politician, then brother, I feel sorry for you. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Well,
and I don't think that. And I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ian.
Well, yeah, I certainly don't think I'm best at being a politician, and I'm not interested in doing that. I put next to zero effort into the political campaigns that I run. I mean, my campaigns are just outreach campaigns. They're message campaigns. The purpose of them is not to win. The purpose is to get the ideas of freedom out to as many people as possible without spending as much, you know, without spending any money. Like, I'm not willing to put money into yard signs to have them stolen and, you know, thrown away and graffitied and all that stuff. I'm not interested in putting time and effort into the political, you know, running for political office beyond, you know, a media interview. Because with a media interview, then that's my opportunity to do outreach. That's my opportunity to express the ideas of voluntarism in a format or in a system where those ideas aren't being heard. That's why I was so grateful when I was invited to the gubernatorial debate here in New Hampshire. I had 10 minutes, I used 7 of them, to give a speech in front of the Republican debate for governor where I attacked the state while standing in front of their own flag. I mean, it was really a lot of fun. Coming up.
Groovy.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. We are big fans. We may not agree on voting, but I think pretty much all of us agree. Alternative currencies, good idea.
Absolutely.
Forum. Yeah. So silver, gold, Bitcoin. These are three of my favorites. And silver and gold, of course, have a long track record of being very successful hedges against inflation. You know, we were briefly talking about the terrible system of government here and their Federal Reserve Bank that can just print out as much money as they want to and give it to their cronies in industry. With, of course, gold and silver, you're protected against that inflation of the money supply. Historically, there's a lot of evidence for that. So you can get gold and silver, various different beautiful pieces, numismatic pieces available through Midas Resources. Just go to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to the same place. Or call Midas Resources toll-free at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or again, go to gold.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. John is in Minnesota, northern part of the state, listening to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yeah, I have a question here. What is your explanation of ranked choice voting? I'll hang up and listen to it on the radio.
Can you, before you do that, describe what that is?
Well, ranked choice voting, what I think it is you vote for who your first choice is, no matter whether you think they're going to win or lose, who your first choice is, and then if they can't make it, who you would recommend second, you'd vote for second.
I believe, and thank you for the call tonight, John, I believe that that is better than the system that we have today. What do you guys think?
I think that would be better, or a proportional representation system,
mm-hmm.
where maybe you could have one or two libertarians running statewide for the House of Representatives and vote for them no matter where in the state you live.
That's interesting.
That's how parliamentary systems usually work, and it's the reason that there will be more than two parties represented in your average parliament.
There's a lot of changes that can be made to most of the voting systems across the United States, but one of the biggest changes I think should be to allow third parties to have the same ballot access as the Republicans and Democrats. Here in New Hampshire, that's one of the problems. I mean, New Hampshire may be the freest of all the 50 states, and there's a good argument for that. But there's some real issues that the state does have, and inside the system, one of them is that it's terrible to run as a Libertarian or Green Party or, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever third party here in the state. They make it very, very difficult in comparison. And if it were the same level of difficulty, if they made it so a Libertarian's level of difficulty is the same as Republicans and Democrats, then it'd be a cinch. All you'd have to do would be to throw $2 in, and if you wanted to run for state rep, Republicans and Democrats, they have to file a $2 filing fee, which is really nothing at all
wow.
in comparison to other states. And the Libertarians, on the other hand, the third parties who want to run for state rep, have to collect 150 signatures from people who live in their specific district. So it's a much higher burden. If you want to run for governor, for instance, I ran as a Democrat for governor this year in New Hampshire, which we were talking about briefly earlier. And for me to run for governor, because I ran as a Democrat, it only cost me $100. I went in, threw him a $100 bill, signed the whatever tiny little sheet that I had to sign to jump into the race, and boom, I was in. I was one of three competitors in the Democratic primary, and I got second place with 4%. But, you know, I did better than I thought I would do. I was hoping I'd get 1%, so I did four times better than I was hoping for. And it only cost me $100, but if I wanted to run as a Libertarian candidate for governor, I would have had to gotten 3,000 petition signatures, 1,500 of them from each of the congressional districts, I guess, or whatever they're called in New Hampshire. So that's a lot of signatures, and the only real way to get that level of petitioning done, you can't count on volunteers to collect thousands of petition signatures as much as you might like.
You've got to pay for it.
You've got to pay for professional help, which means you're going to be paying at least a buck a signature, typically. Mm-hmm. So that's $3,000 right there, but it's not $3,000 to get 3,000 signatures. you need to get at least 5,000 signatures if you want to have 3,000 real signatures. If you want 3,000 signatures that the government can't disqualify them because they're going to try to hack off as many of them as possible. Oh, well, we can't read this person's writing. We can't. Oh, this person's not registered there. You know, they'll come up with all the reasons they can to disqualify as many as possible. So really plan. If you got to get 3,000, plan for 5,000 or 6,000. So now you're up to $6,000 that you have to spend just to get on the ballot as a third party member. And then, of course, even once you get on the ballot as a third party, then you still have to deal with climbing over the obstacles that the media throws in your way, like, you know, saying you can't get into a debate unless you've got 10% in some sort of poll. So therefore, you know, because you can't get to that percentage, you can't get any media to help you get to that percentage. It's like a chicken or the egg thing. You know, how do you deal with that? So even if you could spend the money, even if you did spend the money and the time that was necessary to get to the point of being able to get on the ballot as a third party, you've exhausted most of your campaign funds at that point just getting on the ballot. And, you know, and then you still have to deal with all the baggage, if you will, of being a third party candidate.
Yeah, Democrats and Republicans whine because Free Staters will go in and they'll run as Democrat and
right.
Republican and they'll win. And people will say, well, you're really libertarians, aren't you? Well, if they would stop rigging the game, we would stop taking their party away from them.
Our Friday night co-host, Daryl Perry, actually put forth legislation last year. He's not a state rep, but in New Hampshire, if you write up your own legislation, you can just usually find a state rep who will take it and submit it. So Daryl wrote up legislation that made it fair. For, you know, the parties. It made it actually, you know, non-discriminatory or a lot more fair. Maybe it wasn't exactly the same, but it was a lot better, if not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the elections committee, the bureaucrats or the politicians who, the 15 politicians who sit on this committee deciding these matters, they voted almost, I think it was almost unanimous. I think maybe there was one person who wasn't there that day. But, you know, besides the person who wasn't there, I believe it was unanimous against his proposal. And then they brought it to a vote in front of the full state house, because even though the committee kills something, if in New Hampshire, if the committee kills, they vote to ITL, I can't say kill, but they vote to ITL, as they call it, which is inexpedient to legislate. That's where the committee says, yeah, we don't think this is good. They come back with that. You can still have it voted on by the full house. And so that's what was done. One of the state reps who did support the idea brought that up for a vote, and it only got 29 votes out of 400.
Well, maybe we'll get enough people in as Democrats and Republicans that they can institute a fair voting system and then change party affiliation en masse to libertarian once they would be doing it without operating at a disadvantage.
That'd be amazing, Rich, but I don't think it's likely. And this is from what I understand from having talked to Daryl, who has talked to a number of the state reps. There seemed to be some level of loyalty to these parties. Like that this is the way to win, is to run as Republicans and Democrats, and so therefore to do things that would undermine those parties, they're not willing to do. It was actually very difficult for Daryl to find someone to sponsor that legislation. So we clearly need more liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire to get elected. And then I like what you're suggesting. I think that the Libertarian Party here needs to be more influential, and they're not. They're in a dismal shape because most of the Free Staters are joining the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, but done voting for Free State candidates.
True. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, open borders. Johnny Ray's got some comments. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up anything here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week still to come here tonight. And open borders. Are all libertarians in favor of open borders? I know that on this show, that tends to be the viewpoint of the people behind the microphones, is that freedom should mean the ability to travel to where you are welcome. But of course, I guess you could make the argument that it's not necessarily libertarian to be in favor or against open or closed borders. And Johnny Ray, that's what you are saying, that Hans Hermann Hoppe is essentially the argument he's making. I don't know. I haven't read this piece, but you've looked into some sort of academic piece that he's written up about this issue.
I have an article from lewrockwell.com. It's by Hans Hermann Hoppe. It's an excerpt from his book, A Realistic Libertarianism. And I consider myself to be an unrealistic libertarian, so that's part of why it rubs me the wrong way.
All right. Yeah, it sounds bad.
I'm against the state, and you can't have a state without borders. And I'm against the state, so that's why I'm for non-existent borders.
But you can have private borders, right? Like, you can have, borders on your land. You don't disbelieve in that idea, do you?
No, I think you can have that, but I think that the systems that we have now, heretofore in human history, for for property of all kinds is a problem that we have not figured out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And right now what we have is something that's based on antiquated notions of property from medieval times, from feudal times, that is not adequate to the future or the present. So basically what I'm giving you is a grand dodge in that the way that we have to deal with private property, the concepts and notions we have, they're not mature, they're not realized yet.
Now, one problem that I have with the slogan "No borders, no state," though, is I don't expect initially that anarchy will exist globally, and therefore, if most of the world has states and there's one area of the world that does not have a state, that area of the world is going to be bordered by the rest of the world. So there has to be a separation between the area in which we do not permit their state to encroach. And, you know, I kind of would expect to see a world where, you know, maybe there is an Islamic theocracy and people who want to live that way live in an Islamic theocracy, but there's also an area where there is anarchy, and there's also an area where there's a Christian theocracy, mm-hmm. and there's also an area where there's socialism being practiced. And, you know, if your views disagree with where you are, you can vote with your feet. Because I don't think we're ever going to get everybody on the same page.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you can't even get libertarians on the same page about everything. So
yeah, there would be different types of libertarian jurisdictions, and I'd probably like some of them better than others, mm-hmm. although I'd like any of them better than here and now.
I think that there can be a transition between what we have now and my really undefined system of the future of property, that could be some kind of, I guess you could describe it as vigilantism. It would be private. It would be self-reliant property. There's so much property is not scarce, but in the U.S. everybody's packed and herded into and concentrated into cities. Partly because they like being in cities. They like being near each other.
Mm-hmm.
Also, partly, as I've said many times before, the federal government owns a majority of the land, of the real property in the U.S. in the form of national parks mostly.
I don't know about a majority. The last number I heard was 33%.
West of the Mississippi, it's probably a majority.
I think it is, but it's lower on the east side of the Mississippi.
Yeah, I don't know what the breakdown is, but
so I think that somebody who wanted to have property, somebody who wanted to have a house and some land, or somebody who wanted to have a business and some land, they can get that for themselves and they can protect it themselves. And I really don't fear that there's going to be a great war between everybody where everybody's fighting it out over land. I think the U.S. is a lot more violent now because we are relying on the state to manage our affairs for us, and they've made a hash of it. I think that person to person, we're much more capable of creating an orderly system of property.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to see how property evolved that idea in a free marketplace, because I agree with you, Johnny Ray. I mean, the system that we have today, it's old. I mean, the government titling system, the deeds and all of that, the way they set that up, I mean, it hasn't changed fundamentally and, you know, since the beginning, I don't think. I mean, I haven't studied it in any serious manner, but just taking a look at the system, it seems very, very rickety.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into your thoughts specifically on Hoppe. What is he arguing? I mean, and is there a way to summarize this at all? I mean, I haven't read the piece. You said it's a long academic piece, which means I'll never read it, just because that stuff always feels too highfalutin for my taste.
Ian, I'm afraid that there really is no way for me to summarize the article because I couldn't. I can summarize parts of it.
Yeah.
But early,
whatever you want to share with us. I mean, whatever you feel is relevant.
Okay. All right. Well, let me begin with the opening paragraph.
Okay, sure. That seems easy enough.
Sure. This article is excerpted from the author's A Realistic Libertarianism. Left libertarians profess to apply libertarian principles more consistently than other libertarians. I've always looked down my nose. This is me, Johnny Ray, speaking. I've always looked down my nose at what at anybody who puts left before what they are.
Hmm.
Because I've grown up against socialism, and that's kind of what I think of leftism is.
Okay. Hmm.
Then again, agorism is also a left libertarian philosophy.
Agorism, the idea of sort of doing business outside of the bounds of the system for the purpose of ultimately taking that system down.
Samuel E. Konkin III, who designed the system, considered it a left libertarian philosophy, and I'm not entirely sure that I would classify it that way, but
I tend to agree that using the terms left and right to modify libertarian is problematic at best.
Well, I've always considered myself a rightist.
Is that right?
And I think of leftism as collectivism. I think of leftism as socialism and communism. Hmm. I'll continue.
I don't know if that's what it means to the left libertarians, but I don't really know.
Uh-huh. I get the feeling that they're real big on sharing.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we've got Shire Sharing here in New Hampshire. They're raising money for feeding people on Thanksgiving, which I think is a fine thing for them to do, and I've donated some money to that. I do find that that I can communicate better, I think, with people who are on the left, even though I was raised in a right-wing family. So, like you, Rich Paul, we've talked about, you know, tailoring our messages to our audience. You know, who are you talking to? Is it someone who's a lefty, a righty? When you can say things differently to bring them on board with the ideas of freedom. But anyway, Johnny Ray, go ahead.
Left libertarians profess to apply libertarian principles more consistently than other libertarians. In fact, their role is to serve as Viagra to the state. This becomes apparent when one considers their position on the increasingly virulent question of migration. Left libertarians are typically ardent advocates, in particular, of a policy of free and non-discriminatory immigration. If they criticize the state's immigration policy, it is not for the fact that its entry restrictions are the wrong restrictions, i.e. that they do not serve to protect the property rights of domestic citizens, but for the fact that it imposes any restrictions on immigration at all.
Well, I guess by his definition, I'd be a left libertarian on this one, because...
Yeah, I would be mixed, but yeah, I would say left libertarian.
We'll come back with more, because I think, you know, you have to have open borders if you want freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators' third annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you if you want to dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. Brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. You can actually support this program. One of the ways to do that is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You go through the Amazon links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase if you start your shopping through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Gearing up for Keenvention. It's coming up here in just over a week from today. Friday the 31st will be the first day for Keenvention 2014, the second annual Keenvention. Rich Paul will not be in jail this time for Keenvention, so you'll actually get to attend and be speaking at this year's event. You'll be wrapping up the entire Keenvention on Sunday afternoon with the keynote speech. And so I know that a number of people are looking forward to that, Rich. So look forward to that. And you can learn more about Keenvention at keenvention.info. It's not too late to get tickets. You can actually order them all the way up through most of next week on keenvention.info. It's $60 for the entire weekend. It's basically a hotel-style convention. If you've ever been to a convention before, you'll probably realize, you know, you'll recognize similarities. We've got panels. We've got speeches, you know, that kind of stuff. What we don't have at Keenvention are the fancy big-name speakers, the flying-in big-name libertarian Hans Hermann Hoppes, you know, from wherever, and, you know, flying them in and putting them up in hotel rooms and thereby having to drastically increase the cost of the price of the ticket for the event. Keenvention was designed to focus on the activism happening here in New Hampshire. So the speakers are all of them are New Hampshire-based speakers, although I have heard that there's one new panel that hasn't been, or there's a panel that has yet to be announced, which may have a speaker from Vermont. We're going to bend the rules a little bit to let somebody come from Vermont to speak at Keenvention, but otherwise it's 100% or darn close to it of the speakers are New Hampshire-based activists.
They took our jobs.
So
that Vermonter.
So it should be fun, and we'll announce what that's going to be here in a little bit. We just announced that there's going to be a bonfire, which is a new social event during Keenvention. It's going to be happening on Halloween night.
In the hotel?
No, afraid not. That would be a problem. But there will be a generous Conan from Black Sheep Rising is going to be offering up his property as a location for said bonfire, which I think would be great. So there's social things to do while you're at Keenvention. There's panel discussions and things to do in the hotel and sort of the official curriculum of the event. And it's also an intimate affair. So if you've ever been to the Liberty Forum, which is the Free State Project event that happens in March, which is excellent, and I recommend you go to it, that's a big convention. There's 500 or 800 people, somewhere in between 500 to 800 people, every single Liberty Forum. Keenvention, you might be looking at 100 to 150 people. And so it's a much more manageable, a small group, a group of that's the size to where you can actually meet everybody who
you can get to know your local celebritarian.
Yeah, there you go. So join us this coming, not this weekend, but the following weekend, October 31st through November 2nd, in Keene for Keenvention, and learn more at keenvention.info. And by the way, you can pay for your tickets with Bitcoin. So, Johnny Ray, you were reading for us the introductory paragraph of a lengthy academic piece by Hans Hermann Hoppe, who's
noted Austrian
economist. Is he a Mises guy? Is he one of the Mises guys?
Yeah.
So he's supposedly a liberty-minded guy, but he's making the argument that open borders isn't necessarily libertarian. Go ahead.
Well, he agrees with you, Ian. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. He agrees with you in that a person should not have the right to come and live where somebody else is living.
Mm.
They don't have a right to do that. So that's... They're not free to immigrate into your house. And in fact...
So he believes in the idea of property rights.
A right to free immigration exists only for virgin country, for the open frontier. There are only two ways of trying to get around this conclusion and still rescue the notion of free immigration. The first is to view all current place occupants and occupations with moral suspicion. And I think that's... That's kind of where you look at where I look at you and say, well, Ian, this land was owned by the Indians, and the government came in and bought it with fraud maybe, and there's been all kinds of displacements of people and illegal things happening with this property. So I look at you and I suspect that you don't necessarily have the rights you claim to the property that you have here.
Mm.
The second possible way out is to claim that all so-called public property, the property controlled by local, regional, or central government, is akin to open frontier with free and unrestricted access. And I brought that up earlier, and that's how I feel.
It makes sense to me. The government, supposedly government-owned land, if you agree with the philosophy that or the belief that the government is essentially a criminal gang who has acquired all of its land through violence and through the threat of violence, which you know is what taxes are, it's extortion, then therefore they couldn't own anything legitimately. In the same way that if a bicycle thief comes and steals your bicycle and then pawns that bicycle and buys something with the cash that he pawned the bike for, then he doesn't own the PlayStation, whatever it was that he bought with that, because he stole the bike to begin with that led him to be able to acquire that new item.
Speaking personally, I think I'm a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. I do suspect every property owner of not having a real claim to that property because of what I was saying earlier. I don't think that we have this notion of property figured out yet. And until we do, I suspect everybody. But the thing is, also, like I said, I don't think land is scarce, so I don't think that's a real problem that our conception of property is confused.
Isn't land by definition scarce?
Yes,
I mean it's something
scarce.
You can't make more of it.
Of course. But yes, it is that way.
There's a lot of it. There's more than enough of it, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Said a different way, land is more abundant than is utilized, and that people might appreciate.
Okay.
So I think we can have these misunderstandings or these imperfect systems and still get along. But so, like I was saying, I'm a little bit for I think our notion of property is a little confused. So I'm suspicious of everyone. But also, I think we have all this unused federal land, unused public property that could be put to productive use. Somebody could live there. and we wouldn't be fighting each other for elbow room all the time.
Now, didn't you told me this off the air? I don't think you mentioned on the air that Hoppe in his article is saying that he doesn't agree with the idea of just letting people homestead the federal land.
Correct. Well, he says that this is certainly erroneous, the idea that public property is open frontier. From the fact that government property is illegitimate because it is based on prior expropriations, it does not follow that it is unowned and free for all. It has been funded through local, regional, national, or federal tax payments, and it is the payers of these taxes then, and no one else, who are the legitimate owners of all public property.
Well, how the hell do you figure out how to deal with that, though? I mean, even if you were to believe what he's saying there, how do you handle that in a realistic manner? All right, now all 300 million of you own this property. Okay.
Well, I mean, if I was going to cut off a piece of the government, say the Tennessee Valley Authority, if I was going to privatize that, probably what I would do is form it into a corporation and distribute one share of stock to that corporation.
To who?
To each of the people living in the area that I was going to privatize it over. But you certainly couldn't go back and track down who paid the taxes.
But, right, now you're talking about a bureaucratic
years
nightmare.
Ago when this thing was built.
Now you're talking about an impossible vision for a bureaucratic distribution of property. I mean, let's divvy up 300 million shares of this federal land and then have some bureaucrats figure out to whom all those shares need to be sent. And, but half of them are going to get lost in the mail. They're going to have old addresses for people. And if you've paid your taxes, if you didn't pay your taxes, you won't get the shares, and they'll have to check tax records. I mean, this sounds like an insane bureaucratic process to try to deal with that. I mean, I think it would be difficult to try to do that on a town level, let alone at a state or national level. That sounds crazy to me.
It is the payers of these taxes and no one else who are the legitimate owners of all public property.
Okay, what if I came in to visit the United States? What if I came from Mexico to do some business here and I paid some taxes while I was here? I mean, if you set foot in the United States for more than an hour, you're probably paying some kind of tax. Right? Like whether it's a sales tax in most states or, some sort of gasoline tax, a meals tax. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who spends a day in the United States has paid taxes. So by that definition, that would open up a good chunk of the world's population to ownership of that land.
According to Hoppe, the answer is clear, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
A trustee's guideline regarding immigration would be the full cost principle. That is, the immigrant or his inviting resident should pay the full cost of the immigrant's use made of all public goods or facilities during his presence.
Got no time to talk further about it, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.